Thank you and good morning. Humboldt County has received just under 4 inches of rain since the first of the month, and it seemed that most of that rain fell yesterday. Just over 2.2 inches of rain fell on Eureka on Sunday, and a wet week ahead has been forecasted. The Eel River at Fernbridge reached flood stage on Sunday, as did the Van Dusen at Bridgeville, and rain, along with rock and mudslides, have affected roadways across the county and into Trinity County as well. Residents are urged to check road conditions before they set out this morning. As of Sunday night, Old Arcata Road at Ole Hansen was closed, as was Fieldbrook Road, Hatchery Road, and West End Road. In southern Humboldt, Alder Point Road is down to one lane, and Redwood Drive is closed, as is Dyerville Loop Road due to slide activity. Motorists are reminded to never drive across a flooded roadway. The weather has affected Highways 36, 3, and 299, and with more rain forecasted for the rest of the week, more slides and washouts are possible. In addition to local surface streets and roadways affected by the rain, Highway 299 is currently closed due to a massive rock and mudslide at Big Bar just west of Weaverville. Caltrans estimates it will take more than 120 dump truck loads to clear the debris from the roadway, and the slide is still growing. All lanes of 299 have been closed down, and it's unknown when the roadway will be cleared. The positive news on this Monday morning is that the PG&E power outage map is clear after a weekend of outages across the county. Speaking of roads, California is looking at a new way to finance road and roadway infrastructure and removing that funding from the current gas tax-based funding formula. The state legislature has formed the Road Charge Pilot Program and is testing whether or not drivers could pay for the maintenance and repairs based on the numbers of miles they drive. The Road Charge Committee is asking for 5,000 residents to volunteer to take part in a study on the feasibility of the Road Charge Program. Volunteers will provide feedback that will be used in crafting the program that could potentially replace the gas tax, which continues to decline because of fluctuating gas prices, more efficient vehicles, and hybrid and electric vehicles. Fort Bragg Police and the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office are searching for 33-year-old Nicholas Adam Merrill, who was wanted in connection with a vicious assault and stabbing that sent a 33-year-old Fort Bragg area woman to the hospital with multiple stab wounds in the early morning hours Saturday. The victim was found on the kitchen floor of a neighbor's house where she had fled after being attacked. The woman reported she was asleep in her house when she heard an intruder come in and then come up the stairs at just after 1 o'clock in the morning. The victim reported that Merrill held a knife in each hand and stabbed her several times in the upper torso before she fought him off and fled to the neighbor's residence. Merrill chased the woman and was confronted by the neighbor, who placed his body between Merrill and the victim. Merrill fled the scene on foot and remains at large. Merrill is wanted for attempted murder, and the victim is in stable condition. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The heavy rain, the wind, the cold of a Humboldt winter can make enjoying local parks, trails, and general outdoor activities a little less enjoyable. And the cold and the rain don't just keep hikers and campers indoors. Weather affects crime and crime rates as well. Arcata Police Chief Tom Chapman said on Talk Shop that the cold and the wet are a deterrent, and that his department sees a noticeable drop in calls for crimes of opportunity, like car and house burglaries, because there are fewer people out walking around.
You know, the weather really impacts, obviously, the amount of pedestrian traffic, the amount of loitering, hanging out, you know, some of those things, just kind of common sense things. But we see a significant reduction in calls for service when we're in this type of weather.
Chapman said that while crime still occurs, fewer calls allows for his officers to catch up on paperwork and training. Chapman also said that his officers aren't as quick to crack down on city ordinances like illegal camping.
A lot of the people that we're dealing with in that situation will hunker down. At the same time, we don't, when the weather turns, we're not as aggressive in looking for camping violations. You know, try to be a little sympathetic to the weather situations and, the, you know, not necessarily waking somebody up at 3 in the morning who's illegally camping.
You can hear the entire Talk Shop interview with Police Chief Tom Chapman by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.